From grade three, we had to learn five languages, you know. From grade one, we learned Latvian, German, or Russian, you know. So, and then it was either English or French or Greek and Latin, because I wanted to go into medicine, so I took the Latin. I always want to be a doctor, so I finished in the hospitals, you know. You know, we had a uniform with the Red Cross on, you know, and so we were, you met all kinds of people, you know, all the time. And of course, there were some Latvians too. And, you know, they are all makeshift things, you know. And then I think in the last while, they run out of them. Morphine and the medicine, and I still can't remember how short, you know, the insides were all out, you know. So it was a sad time, and after the board finished, you know, I had to finish like 3 months to get my certificate, you know, and then. There was a Baltic University set up in Hamburg, just outside Hamburg, Germany, you know. They accepted me, you know, and I was 6 years old. I had a double pneumonia and I nearly died at that time. Of course, then there was no antibiotics or anything, you know. And of course, this thing came back to me, you know, in 46. That was one of my hardest decisions in life, to stay and be a doctor, a dead doctor. I go to England and scrub floors in a hospital for a year. So, anyway, I thought, what's a good doctor anyway? That's how I did, you know. I met my husband already in Germany, you know, and I had to sign a contract for 1 year in a hospital as a housekeeper, you know, and after that, they said, we can go into nursing then, you know. So this is what I did. I went into training, but I went into the psychiatric nursing because they paid us more, you know. So, and I think only once a year you could write your RNs, you know. I could have written the RN exams in June, but we left England in 5th of May, but I went and worked in the Royal Alec, the old Royal Alec. There was what was called the isolation building, where there was 2 floors was the polio wards, and the third one was like for chronically ill, like we have it in a nursing home now. So I signed a contract for a year, but because I wasn't an RN, I was still put in charge for the afternoon. We had, I think, 45 residents there. My helper was a doctor from Yugoslavia who didn't speak one word of English. But we were able to communicate in German. And then on top of it, you know, we had a help from a Polish intern who had to do 1 year because he was also a new immigrant. I got here the licensed practical nurse, you know, but because I wasn't British, you see, we were 5.5 years there. You had to be 6 years to get the British citizenship, you see. I wasn't British, examined me for 2 solid days in Calgary, you know, before they gave me the certificate. So, but by that time, there was only 2 nursing homes in Edmonton at that time. So the director of nursing at the Royal Alec at that time, you know, they say, why don't you start a nursing home? You know, because that uncle of mine, that summer it was raining about 17 days, and he had a big crew of men, and he didn't know what to do. So he had a big property, and he built a big home. We started out with 10 residents, you know. And they said, well, you know, we need these places so terrible. City paid for those who couldn't pay themselves, you know. Till years later, it went to the government, you know. So for a year and a half, we were in there with 10 patients. But it was just too hard because I had to work 20 hours, you know, because it wasn't. By that time, we had a fairly larger Latvian community. And the minister, he said, hey, I found a big house, you know, an apartment, 3-story apartment. And that guy doesn't know what to do with it, you know. And then when we moved in that apartment, for a while we rented, and then a Ukrainian fellow who owned it, he sold it to us, you know. So we were 11 years in, we were 11 years in that place. We had 35 residents. You know, what does old people, old sick people need? They need a good food and a good care. And this is what we have provided all these years, you know. And then we moved here, we built the first nursing home by the government specifications, the Alberta government, you know. We had 65 residents all on one floor. So we started to build what, a year and a half before that, you know. And then that red building which is there, that was at St. Joseph's Convent, where they had 50 Roman Catholic sisters, you know. So now we have 148 residents, and there is 30 assisted living accommodations now. And they left us the most beautiful chapel, and by going through there, it's connected, you know. So now the new thing is, I think that the government doesn't give more than 120 beds, you know, that's a limit. So we have no place where to go anymore, and we just don't want anymore anyway. I had 2 sons and a daughter. Now my 2 sons are both dentists, and my daughter, she's an RN with a university degree too. So this is why I had to finish my first degree before they started to go, so that, you know, when they say, oh, mother, it's too tough, then I can say, hey, I have been there, you know.